As we spoke very recently, Dave Healy, Blind Dave, is undertaking a challenge and a fundraiser for the Albion Foundation next year, and he just launched the project. Hi, Dave.
How are we doing, Si?
Well, thank you. Tell us a little bit about it. It's called Escape from Colditz.
Yeah. We launched it earlier on in the week. It's a cycle ride coming from Colditz, the Second World War POW castle, if you want to, which housed some of the hierarchy. And it was just on the escape theme, obviously escape from Alcatraz. And we thought, oh, blimey, O'Reilly, you know, that'll make a nice little trip and a change and it's something different. So we're spending a couple of nights in the at Colditz. And then on the Sunday morning, 19th of April, effectively, there's 10 of us complete, 10 of us totally, cyclists, and we're escaping. Our route back through Germany takes in Sommerdahl, Warburg, Essen, and then down to Nijmegen, right on the border of Holland. Then we're down to the ferry port and the Hoek van Holland, as they pronounce it, across to Harwich. And then on the Thursday, the Friday, which will be the sixth day, we're up to Peterborough. And then from Peterborough on Saturday, we're riding back to the Hawthorns via Meriden. And there's a memorial in Meriden, which is allegedly the centre of Britain. So we're all meeting there with a few others, and there's going to be quite a gathering, I hope, that all ride then back into the Hawthorns. And it's all supporting the Albion Foundation. It is around 800 miles. As I said, there's 10 cyclists doing the major bit. And, we had James Morrison, who was a former player with the Baggies. He announced his retirement a couple of weeks ago, and he was with us to sort of give it a bit of a chivvy on. And we got some great support from local media, as in TV, both channels, BBC and Central, and the radio. And, so touch wood. The Albion are giving it a bit of a bashing in the programme, and obviously the Foundation are supporting. So we're getting a lot of support, a lot of help, and hopefully, you know, people have got the odd couple of pounds spare after Christmas. The Just Giving site would be nice to put those few coppers. And the Just Giving, if I may, is justgiving.com/TeamBlindDave. Escape Colditz.
A lot of people will only see, you know, the actual challenge taking place, but I mean, give us an idea how much work goes on behind the scenes to get something like this off the ground.
Oh, I mean, first of all, we came up with the idea, and it's like a lot of our challenges, the ideas sort of just fall into our lap. My mate was he had a bit of a detour on a trek, and he went, I'm a Colditz, and that was how it started. But then me and Tom, we went out to Colditz back end of last year, and he did, but I got my tape recorder in my hand and he got the steering wheel, and we drove what we thought was going to be the better route. And then in January there was a couple of the lads who were coming on it, and they're you know, cyclists alongside myself, but they can work the Garmin. So we went back out there and we'd done a route from Colditz back to the Hook of Holland, and so we plotted the course. And then in between that, I've had hotel names and numbers, and I've rung them, and I've spoke to them, and they explained what's going on. And, you know, a lot of them have been very, very courteous, giving us the sort of the right price for accommodation overnight. The ferry's been booked now, and I've booked all the ferry places. And then we did the route this week only from Harwich back to the Hawthorns. Me, Tone, and Steve went down, reversed ourselves on the car park, the ferry park, and we drove the two-day course back. So we just got a couple of little tweaks to do, but the route is done, accommodation, the ferry, it's all done. The 10 riders have been sourced, and hopefully, you know, they're doing some fundraising. We've had some wonderful support from local businesses who are prepared to sponsor the various overnight stays and the ferries. So, you know, that doesn't come out of fundraising money. And then at the back end, 25 miles from Meriden back to the Hawthorns, it's been fabulous. And I've actually convinced the mayor, the leader of the council, a couple of MPs, Lotterer was big in cycling in the 60s, world champion as he was, and a few other dignitaries and a few players to sort of come and join us on that last 25 miles. So hopefully it'll be 25 miles of some great PR for the foundation, but a lot of banter and you know, a lot of conversation. So the last 25 miles shouldn't be that bad. So, you know, each day, each week, we're dragging on more support, and touch wood, hopefully, you know, it'll be grand.
And, of course, the reason why you're doing this?
Well, the reason is I support the Albion Foundation, and it's the charitable arm of West Bromwich Albion. But as West Brom, as the club, you know, that, as a lot of people may be under the illusion or impression that they, you know, they pump millions in. They can't, and obviously they don't. But they allow them to use the badge, which is lovely. So the FA and funding through, you know, football associations. But the foundation, and this is just simply the tip of the iceberg, they support blind football, wheelchair football, disability sports, underprivileged and special needs kids. And as I say, that's just the tip of the iceberg for what they actually do and support. But, you know, these kids, they're in my world. You know, as I say to them, I'm the blind old codger from West Brom. And I always seem to think that if I can promote what I do, Simon, and then these kids can look and think, you know what, we may have a disability, but we can do these kind of things. And that's what I'm trying to sort of bring forward for them. And touch wood, you know, with the great work the foundation staff and the club are doing now is brilliant. And if, you know, people like ourselves can sort of on the outskirts of it all do something and promote and support and encourage, and it's just got to be good for the kids, hasn't it?
It certainly has, and there's lots of good pictures. If you're able to see any of the pictures online, a picture of Dave's nice new bike. How do we keep up with everything that's going on?
Well, we have got a website, which is blinddavehealy.co.uk, but now I'm told in this wonderful world of technology that the social media platforms of Facebook, which is Blind Dave Healy, Twitter, which is at Blind Dave Healy, and now Instagram, I'm right in saying, Blind Dave Healy. And these are sort of the three vessels now, which Deb and the girls and the lads and the lassies are sort of floating things onto. And I'm guessing that's the easiest way to pick us up now.
Well, there's lots going on, and if you want to follow the pages, you can keep up to date with what Dave's doing. But in the meantime, sounds like it's all going to plan.
Hopefully, mate, hopefully.
Yeah. I better let you go out. I know you're dashing out, but thanks very much for joining us today, Dave, and we'll catch up with you
next
week.
It's an absolute pleasure, sorry, as always, and hopefully.